Fire at 6 a.m. at this point, and right now we are seeing some pretty intense lightning from the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building. We are continuing to monitor this severe thunderstorm warning, and we'll provide additional updates in a couple of minutes. But again, the main area to be concerned with right now is southeastern Sauk County, as well as Columbia County. We are watching the storm move through the area. Again, if you're in the Baraboo area right now, it is just rain and lightning. I'm going to take another look at radar here in just a moment. So we will do that. We'll get you a look at the local news and as well as the national news and a weather forecast. And then we'll jump back in just a moment and provide additional updates. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
I'm Sherry Preston. There is a growing memorial outside the student union on the campus of Florida State University in Tallahassee, where two students were shot and killed and four others wounded yesterday when police say gunman Phoenix Eitman opened fire ABC's Faith Abube.
The investigators say the suspect ignored repeated commands to drop his weapon, forcing them to shoot him. He's now in custody in the hospital, being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He has refused to speak with investigators as they try to uncover what allegedly led him to this deadly rampage. This campus is closed, and the victims are painfully waiting for some answers.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported and now detained in El Salvador. Van Hollen says he does intend to keep fighting for Abrego Garcia to get his rights to due process. The state of New Jersey has filed a lawsuit against social media app Discord, claiming the platform recklessly exposes children to graphic violent content. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The man accused in the abduction of a pregnant teenager had his initial appearance Thursday in Dodge County Court. Bail for 40-year-old Gary Day was set at $2 million cash. Day is charged with child enticement and abduction for allegedly taking the 17-year-old from her Beaver Dam home in early February. In small cities and rural areas that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to filling those gaps. In Barron on Wednesday, Evers said state funding is vital, comparing child care to public infrastructure. Evers has proposed $480 million for child care providers in a state budget. And plan ahead for any travel to Green Bay for next week's NFL draft. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says construction projects are starting in various counties that could impact travel late next week. They include projects in Brown, Outagamie, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Milwaukee counties. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. A couple of isolated stronger storms are possible, especially to the east. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. On Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high of 55. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm warning continues for southeastern Sauk County, Columbia County, and northern Dane County until 6:30 a.m. due to radar-indicated ping pong ball-sized hail that is embedded traditionally in this storm. If you're in the Prairie du Sac area, Sauk City area, Lodi, Lake Wisconsin areas, you should be inside right now for this severe thunderstorm warning because this storm has traditionally been producing hail, and that is what the warning is for. So again, severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Sauk County, northern Dane County, and Columbia County until 6:30 a.m. for radar-indicated ping pong ball-sized area. This severe thunderstorm warning does include the Devil's Lake area, but the primary concern is the Sauk City, Prairie du Sac area for ping pong-sized hail, according to radar. If you live in this area, you can want to text me some updates. That'd be great. 608-355-9970. Do not go outside, though. But if you want to text some updates in, let me know what's doing in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City area. I would appreciate it, or even the Lodi area. We are monitoring the storm from the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. And currently in Baraboo, we are seeing heavier rain. We are seeing some frequent lightning as well. Baraboo is not in the warned area at this point. The warning for Baraboo was allowed to expire for Baraboo because right now it is just rain and lightning in area. However, southeastern Sauk County, including Prairie du Sac and Sauk City, that area is still under the warning, as well as Devil's Lake State Park. But again, the Prairie du Sac area is our primary concern, as well as Sauk City. We are continuing to monitor that. We will stay with the radar and the weather until the warning does expire for the listening area. And we do have another possibility of severe weather again this afternoon. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. We'll let this storm get through first. So, again, severe thunderstorm warning continues for southeastern Sauk County and Columbia County until 6:30 a.m. for radar-indicated ping pong ball-sized hail. Again, seek shelter indoors if you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City area. And Baraboo right now is just rain and lightning. Here is Rick Astley, Together Forever on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 6:17 on a Friday morning. We're getting some updates from the National Weather Service. Right as I am coming back on air with you, and I'm just checking to see what this latest update is, because we do have a severe thunderstorm warning. Now, they're saying it remains in effect until 6:30 a.m., for Columbia counties and southeastern Sauk counties. So we were trying to confirm this. We did receive an update. We're trying to get a little bit of additional information as to if they let it expire and then they reissued it. So we are trying to get an update on this right now. I'm going to pull up some radar here as well to see what is exactly happening. So again, severe thunderstorm warning is for Columbia County and southeastern Sauk counties. until 6:30 a.m. this morning. And I am pulling up radar right now just to get a baseline kind of why we're seeing this. I know that we did see some activity kind of in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, and Lodi areas, and that was the main portion of the storm that we are watching right now. So we will get additional details from the National Weather Service in just a minute, because there has been some conflicting reports as to how long this severe thunderstorm warning is going until as well. So we will get additional details to all of you for that. But right now, the primary threat is a hail in this warned area, and that's for the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City area, as well as Lodi. So if you are in these areas, you should seek shelter immediately. Ping pong ball size hail is possible, according to radar. Now, if you live in Baraboo, right now you are not in the warned area. That area is just seeing basically a garden variety shower, a little bit of lightning right now happening in downtown Baraboo. And so we are actively monitoring all aspects of this storm this morning. So we will get with the National Weather Service here in just a moment here to get an additional update from them to confirm what additional warnings they're issuing and for how long and so forth. But again, the severe thunderstorm warning that we are keeping tabs on is for Columbia County and southeastern Sauk County is what they've just updated it to. So that is their latest update, Columbia County and southeastern Sauk County. That severe thunderstorm warning goes currently until 6:30 a.m. Locations included are the Wyocena area, Lake Wisconsin, Lodi, Bluffview, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City in our listening area. Due to the history of the storm producing large hail, possibly ping pong ball size hail, and this obviously can do damage to roof, siding, windows, and vehicles. If you're in that area, you should be seeking shelter. Obviously, if you can hear thunder as well, you should be inside because lightning is dangerous as well. So again, severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Sauk County and Columbia County going until 6:30 a.m. For the possibility of radar-indicated hail, we will get a little additional information here while you get to listen to sports. And if need be, we'll break in after that. Otherwise, we'll have Hall & Oates on Max FM.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We have an update from the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Western Columbia County and Dane County and Sauk County until 7 a.m. At 6:14 a.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending 11 miles southwest of Reedsburg to near Mazamani to near Blanchardville and Darlington, moving at 70 miles per hour. The main hazard with this is 2-inch size hail and 60 miles per hour wind gust. This is all radar indicated. So again, severe thunderstorm warning now for Western Columbia County, Dane County, and Sauk County until 7 a.m., due to radar-indicated 2-inch size hail and 60-mile-per-hour wind gust. This is radar-indicated. The storms were moving along a line extending 11 miles southwest of Reedsburg near Mazamani, and this is moving into our listening area again. This is the concern right now would obviously be the Sauk City area, Prairie du Sac area, as well as Arlington. We are working on getting additional updates as this storm moves through. We're also checking radar. So again, severe thunderstorm warning for Western Columbia County, Dane County, and Sauk County until 7 a.m. for a possibility of radar-indicated 2-inch-size hail as well as 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. The storm was 11 miles southwest of Reedsburg, moving through the area. We will provide additional updates in just moments. Here's Hall & Oates on Max FM.
Saturday night, I guess that James. That's on the verge of being obscene. No, move over, baby. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm warning continues for Sauk County, Dane County, and Western Columbia County and Iowa County until 7 a.m. this morning. At 6:14 a.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 11 miles southwest of Reedsburg to Mazamani, Blancherville, and Darlington, moving northeast at 70 miles per hour. 2-inch size hail and 6-mile-per-hour wind gusts are possible with this storm. People and animal outdoors could be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles, and wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. The main impacts of this storm could impact Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, Arlington, and those areas. We are keeping tabs on this storm as it moves through the listening area. Right now on radar, the primary concerns, I would say, are the Denzer and Bluffview area. If you are in these areas, you should be seeking shelter indoors immediately as these storms do move through the area. We have observed frequent lightning with this storm. And again, this storm does also have a history of producing hail, could be up to 2 inches in diameter, and wind gust up to 65 miles per hour. So again, I'm looking at the radar right now. It looks like the Denzer, Bluffview area are the primary areas of concern at this moment. So if you are in these areas, you should be inside. And we are monitoring this from the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. I'm looking out the windows right now from the Weikert Gray Day building. I do not see a whole lot of activity. I do see that we do have a little bit of maybe light rain coming down in the area. It's starting to clouds are getting a little bit darker as they're moving into the Baraboo area as well. I did hear a little bit of thunder as well. And when you do hear thunder, that means you should be indoors away from windows because lightning is dangerous. So again, severe thunderstorm warning continues for Sauk County, Dane County, Western Columbia County until 7 a.m. this morning for the possibility of large hail and gusty winds. We will continue to monitor the system until it moves through the area. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Bear. We'll look at our weather forecast on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, April 19th, the Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting Breakfast with Bunny. This event will be from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Each guest is invited to have their picture taken with the Easter Bunny, and paid guests will get a muffin and juice. You can find all the details at BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. This, again, is from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 19th. And later that night, from 6 until 8 p.m., the Children's Museum invites you for the Egg Hunt at the Museum. Each child will be provided an egg carton to fill, 12 eggs per child. Again, visit their website for more details and follow their social media pages. The Portage Lions Club will once again be hosting their Easter egg hunt. This will be happening on the grounds of Woodbridge and John Murch School. Hunt will start right at 10 a.m. Children will split into age groups for 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11. The Easter Bunny and Leo the Lion will be on site for photo opportunities. This is on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. until 10:30. And as you can imagine, that is just some of the many Easter-related events happening this upcoming weekend. Be sure to check the Area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and also local businesses' social media pages for other events. Coming up on Thursday, April 24th, Trappers Turn Golf Course will be hosting the Grape and Gourmet Gala for 2025. This is the biggest fundraiser for the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County Friends of the Campus Scholarship Program. Enjoy a delicious multi-course dinner with wine pairings at Trapper's Turn. There'll be experiences throughout the evening, including a wine raffle, live auction, fund-a-need donations, and a student speaker. Again, this is all on Thursday, April 24th from 5:15 until 9:15 at Trapper's Turn. Visit friendsofthecampus.org/events for more information.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. A couple of isolated stronger storms are possible, especially to the east. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. On Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high of 55. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
Ugh.
We're your fresh choice.
Mm.
99.7 Max FM.
Where is my friend when I need you?
breathe. Fear today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, here, beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you 6:40 on Friday morning. We are continuing to monitor the weather that is moving through the Max FM listening area. We'll provide an update after Corey Hart on Max FM. back. Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. All severe thunderstorm warnings for the Max FM listening area have been canceled. So the severe thunderstorm warnings for Sauk County and Columbia County have been canceled. The severe level of these storms has decreased, and the National Weather Service has made the decision to cancel the warnings for the listening area. With that being said, we will continue to monitor the weather today. Right now, we do see that there are still some garden showers or garden variety thunderstorms, as some of our meteorologists like to call them, moving through the listening area right now in downtown Baraboo. Few sprinkles, it looks like, and definitely was seeing the lightning, especially over towards the Devil's Lake area, watching the lightning. And so if you are outdoors, be aware of that. But the hail threat and the wind threat has since moved through the area. And so right now we just have regular thunderstorms in the area. And again, if you are outdoors, be aware. If you can hear thunder, that means lightning is nearby and you want to be somewhere not outside when that's happening. So make sure to think about that. Now, we are going to be monitoring a system that's moving through this afternoon. We will keep tabs on that system. We are in communication with the National Weather Service already about that as well. So we will monitor that. So right now, we're waiting for these storms to pass through, and then we'll see what happens with the weather later on today. But there's a possibility of isolated thunderstorms developing this afternoon. And some of these could contain hail and damaging winds, possibly a brief tornado. And then there's also a severe chance this evening between 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. And so we are monitoring that as well. So again, we do have chances of some more storms later on this afternoon into the evening. We will monitor that, and obviously we'll break into regular programming this afternoon and evening if needed. We have our meteorologists that are on standby for those as well. Again, all severe thunderstorm warnings for the listening area have been canceled. If we do have any other weather-related items that we do need to pass along to you, we definitely will do so. Don't forget, you can always stream us on our website, max.fm. You can ask that smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. Or better yet, download that free Civic Media app. Have it on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on Max FM to stream us with you wherever you go. That way you can listen to us 24/7. We provide weather coverage 24/7. And so we have meteorologists that are on standby all day long, all evening long, and we will break in regular coverage as needed. So again, thunderstorms are moving through the Max FM listening area, watching the lightning from the Max FM studios in the Weicker Gray Day building this morning. And again, stay away from the windows, of course, with that, and don't be outside if you don't have to. We are going to resume our normal programming now. Emily will be in at 7:10, so we're going to work on getting back to normal programming this morning right here on Max FM.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. It's time to think about spring cleaning. Experience the peace of having your cluttered closet, office, living room, pantry, or other space transformed into a serene sanctuary through decluttering, space optimization, and personalized organization systems. Let organizer Casey perform her magic on your space. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $32.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over, where current and new customers get up to $1,200 off phones, plus get the latest tablet on us. Celebrate with U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, Dells, and Reedsburg.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Happy Volunteer Appreciation Month from the Sauk County Aging and Disability Resource Center. They are looking for new volunteer drivers. Call Carrie Luther at 608-355-3289 to find out more and help make a difference in your community.
Maximum Hits.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for parts of Columbia County. So southeastern Columbia County, severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 a.m. At 6:44 a.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending near Poinette to Maple Bluff. The main hazard with this storm is the possibility of 2-inch size hail and 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for just part of Columbia County. Now, this is not for Sauk County. So southeastern Columbia County has a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 a.m. for a storm that is near Point Ant, the possibility is 60-mile-per-hour wind gust and possible hail. This could obviously cause damage to vehicles, roofs, sidings, and trees. So stay indoors if you're located in that area. Of note, ping pong ball-sized hail was reported in New Glarus by a trained weather spotter. So again, this is coming from the National Weather Service that they did see 2-inch-sized hail near New Glarus, and that was by a trained weather spotter. So again, severe thunderstorm warning for part of Columbia County in the southeastern Columbia County area until 7:30 a.m. Right now, the storm is in the Point Ant area, and that is the only warned area, and we probably won't break in with any additional reports on that one, is that we'll be moving through the area. We are obviously monitoring the radar here in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo right now. We do see quite a bit of lightning at the moment, but again, nothing of severe level in the Sauk County area. This is just for southeastern Columbia County severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 a.m. for the possibility of 2-inch-sized hail and 6-mile-per-hour wind gust. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We will provide updates as needed, and we will resume regular programming unless any additional warnings are released in the listing area. Top of the hour, we are going to have a look at news and our weather forecast. Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Students at Florida State University are talking about the mass shooting on Friday that left two people dead and another four wounded.
I heard about like 12 shots go off like in my vicinity, like probably around like 300 feet from me.
Blake Leonard, one of the hundreds of students who had to be evacuated from the campus in Tallahassee. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if no progress is made between Russia and Ukraine in the near future, the U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The man accused in the abduction of a pregnant teenager had his initial appearance Thursday in Dodge County Court. Bail for 40-year-old Gary Day was set at $2 million cash. Day is charged with child enticement and abduction for allegedly taking the 17-year-old from her Beaver Dam home in early February. In small cities and rural areas that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to filling those gaps. In Barron on Wednesday, Evers said state funding is vital, comparing child care to public